understand your little weather at that time. Was there bug going around, or were you dehydrated? What was been going on?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. You know, I felt like I hydrated well, and I got hit on that sideline one time, and then I don't know if I landed on the ball, or I was trying to drink as much water as I could over there on the sideline because it was hot. I don't know if I landed on the ball at some point or what, but I just, stomach started hurting a little bit, but it was no big deal.
Ken, how frustrating were those first two drives to not be able to get any points after you guys moved the ball well?
Yeah, it stinks. I mean, it's important to start fast. You know, I mean, momentum is a huge part of the game, and if we can start, I mean, kind of like we did last week, even though it didn't turn out well for us, I mean, that's huge to be able to. It's a whole different perspective when you're on offense and you're behind, you know. So if we can put them in that situation, if we can get up 7-0, if we can get up 14-7, whatever, that puts a little more pressure on them and makes it a little tougher to play. So we need to be able to do that as an offense and get off to a fast start.
Is there anything you can kind of put your finger on in terms of what's kind of bogging down drives?
You know, I'm not sure, to be honest. I know, same as always, week we're hurting ourselves more than anything. You know, we had, I don't know how many penalties, but a lot of penalties. I threw two picks. I mean, that's... it's unacceptable.
It was a kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, they stopped the run. You guys could move the ball through the air. You know, you threw for four touchdowns, but you did, like you said, you didn't score when you really needed to. There was a couple turnovers. Is it kind of a double-edged sword? Is it really kind of an empty feeling, even though you did do some good things?
Yeah, I mean, I could care less how many touchdowns I passed for, how many yards. I mean, I want to win, and right now it's not happening. It's not very fun.
What did you see from your perspective at quarterback that was bogging down the running game?
You know, they did a good job of blitzing. They were bringing linebackers and safeties, whoever. I mean, it's tough to run into looks like that. I mean, they did a good job. They had a good game plan. They know that we like to run the ball, and they brought a lot of blitzes, and which opened up the pass a little bit. I mean, you got to risk being one-on-one out there with the receivers a lot of times, which they were if they're going to blitz a lot. So we took advantage of that a little bit, but not well enough.
Just kind of have kind of a deja vu feeling, you know, Cam, we talked about, you know, you either move the ball well, can't finish drives, or there's the big plays. Does this game kind of feel like deja vu from some of the other games? Or?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we did move the ball pretty well, but we also missed some opportunities that could have been key for us. I mean, the picks, those really hurt us. I mean, if we score both those drives, we win the game instead of throwing picks. But it's just, yeah, it's frustrating.
How do you come back and, you know, one of the older guys, and, you know, what do you do to keep these guys in the game and move on?
Just keep going. I mean, we're not going to quit. We've lost four times, but we haven't quit yet, and we're not going to. I mean, I don't care. If we lose every single game, we're going to fight till the end. We're going to show up on Monday, and we're going to get back to work. You know, that's the nature of this team. That's what we're going to do. We're going to keep fighting and keep getting better every day.